This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After the Brexit vote last month, a German political party hired a truck to drive around London with a big giant billboard on its sides, urging startup companies in the UK to, and this is a quote, keep calm and move to Berlin, end of quote. Clever, but that was then. This is now. The past 7 days have seen four deadly attacks in Germany that have left 10 people dead, dozens more injured. It's reasonable to believe some businesses that might have considered a move are thinking twice. Ditto France after Paris and Nice. All of that said, though, capitalism is a powerful motivator, so the sales pitches will likely go on. Lizzie O'Leary, the host of our weekend program, is just back from a couple of weeks in Europe, including a stop in Berlin, looking at that city's efforts to woo London businesses and talent in kind of an economic land grab.
To successfully pull off an economic land grab, you basically need two things: jobs and people.
Tell me where we are. We're like standing in this giant courtyard here. Where are we?
Of course, we're right in the center of Berlin in Mitte.
A place where Simon Schaefer is trying to create hundreds of jobs. He's the founder and CEO of Factory, which is sort of a tech accelerator, co-working space, and startup network rolled into one.
We dub it Silicon LA.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course we do.
And we're walking across the street from his office here in the Mitte district of Berlin to a new building that his company is renovating.
This left side will be a coffee shop dash beer bar. And on first floor, it's office space for a larger tech company. Second floor will be co-working.
The third and fourth floor are already bustling. The social network for scientists is in that space already. And on top, apartments for people who are going to want to live in this little hive of tech activity. We go up to a balcony overlooking the city. And Schaefer, who advises the European Commission on technology issues, is feeling pretty good about Germany's position in the tech world right now.
So you must have watched the Brexit vote with a little bit of, is it exaggerating to say Schadenfreude?
Not at all. I think Schadenfreude is an interesting term for that. Both my sisters live in London, so I feel a little bit of pity too, but it's very obvious. You know, all the things that are going for unified Europe from an entrepreneurship perspective, right? If you look at every single piece of legislation that is focusing on growth in Europe, it's usually about the digital space and how to unify that across borders and how to be competitive against the superpowers in the internet, China and USA.
He thinks, and yes, of course, it's in his interest to say so, that startups will come to Berlin, to Paris, to any place where they have access to the European single market. That's something that a British-based company can't guarantee without EU membership. That means a lot of places are trying to lure business right now. A financial lobbying group in Frankfurt has been promoting the city to foreign banks. The French prime minister said he wants Paris to be the center of finance in Europe. One thing that could stand in the way? Taxes. Germany's corporate tax rate is roughly 30%. France, 33%. Britain, only 20%. And then there is that other thing you need to make your land grab a success: people. Thousands of people, most of them young, lined up by the Brandenburg Gate to watch Germany play France in soccer in the Euro Cup semifinals recently. And it was a bit like a small European Union. People from Germany, France, Belgium, Portugal, and yes, the UK. Like this guy, Ben Dow.
My name is Ben, I'm 29, and I'm working and studying here.
Before the Brexit vote, he was planning on going back to the UK, but now...
I'll stay here. Yeah, well, I'll apply for a German passport and I'll stay.
Remember, his generation has known nothing but a united Europe, where they can work, study, and travel anywhere within its boundaries. And that's something that Germans want to keep.
We have more than 90% backing this idea of having an integrated Europe.
Peter Matuszek is one of the most accurate pollsters in Germany. He says Germans see Brexit as Britain's loss, not theirs. Matuszek also found that Germany's Eurosceptic party, the AfD, lost support, while Angela Merkel's party gained it.
Brexit had an effect on voters in Germany insofar as they rallied around the governing parties, especially the Christian Democrats.
And that means that a policy of open borders and open doors for people and companies is pretty much here to stay in Germany. In Berlin, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.